You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. New shows every day. Find us at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Have you always wanted to hear the hockey stories told from the press box? For your premier source of hockey prospect news from across the AHL, NCAA, Canadian Hockey League, and international leagues, this is your all-access pass to The Press Zone, a hockey podcast packed with news, analysis, interviews, and entertainment featured on thepresszone.fm. Your hosts, Amy Johnson and Rick Stevens, are experienced, credentialed hockey reporters bringing you stories built from strong connections throughout the hockey community and from inside rinks all across North America. Welcome to The Press Zone. New Laval Rocket forward Jacob Perreault made his debut with the team over the weekend. Would you believe the Laval Rocket is within grasp of a playoff spot again? Oh, and there was another trade that took place this week. All of those things happened, plus the good news that Kasimir Kaskisuo's back in the lineup. And yes, as I hinted, there's even another new guy on the way. How did that happen? I thought the trade deadline was over. I am going to explain all of that for you, but first, let's rewind and find out how the Laval Rocket fared against another top team in the AHL. After a miserable ending to their road trip 2 weeks ago, Laval was back home at Place Belle last week for three games, all against North Division rivals, kicking off on Wednesday against the Syracuse Crunch. Games against the Crunch are notoriously difficult and notoriously filled with animosity. This game actually went to overtime, so Laval was able to get a point out of it, but they did lose in overtime 3-2 to Syracuse. The other downside to this game was that Elias Andersson was out of the lineup due to serving a one-game suspension that he earned for himself the previous Saturday in a game in Springfield. Then on Friday night and Saturday afternoon, the Cleveland Monsters came to town. This was the first time all season long that Cleveland and Laval have faced off against each other. Cleveland has been at the top of the North Division for just about the entire season so far. Syracuse has now clawed their way up there that they're starting to jostle back and forth with Cleveland for that number one North Division slot. But Cleveland has been the dominant team in Laval's division all season long. They beat them in both games, and not by a small margin, winning 4-1 on Friday night and 5-2 on Saturday afternoon. Now, granted, Cleveland was without one of their most powerful weapons up front, Trayfix Wolanski. He had been recalled to Columbus. They did have very promising prospect David Yurecek's in the lineup. He is not up with Columbus at the moment. He was the only one who was able to score a goal against Laval on Friday night. Cleveland just looked like they couldn't figure out how to play against the Rocket, basically. Brandon Gignac had a three-point night on Friday night. He turned around, then he had a multi-pointed game again on Saturday. The other key thing on Saturday was it was Kasimir Kaskisuo's first game back between the pipes for Laval. Thankfully, that week-to-week injury that he was dealing with turned out to be a shorter rather than longer recovery period. So he was backing up Jakub Dobish on Friday night and got in between the pipes as the starter on Saturday. So that meant over the course of those three games, Laval was able to grab 5 out of 6 available points in those three games, a tremendous turnaround for them after a really dismal road trip. So how does that leave them stacked up in terms of the playoff race? Well, we'll talk about that in just a minute, but let's first talk about the lineup because there were some significant changes. First, I should mention that Captain Gabriel Bork was back in the lineup, back from his injury recovery as well. Another piece of good news. But last week, we did see Kent Hughes make an AHL trade just before the NHL trade deadline, trading away Habs prospect Jan Meshack, to the Anaheim Ducks in exchange for Jacob Perreault. Hughes did something sort of similar last year when he traded away Nate Schnarr right before the deadline and acquired Frederick Allard. Now, we can all hope that Jacob Perreault ends up working out better than Frederick Allard did. Jan Meshack is a hard worker, and this season has probably been one of his best in terms of consistency and progression in his game. Jacob Perreault is a 21-year-old from Montreal. He's had, in 31 games with the San Diego Gulls this season, he's had 7 goals and 11 assists in 31 games. Meshack, by the way, also the same age, setting career highs this season for himself with 13 goals, 7 assists with 20 points. So a decent season for Meshack, which is why we say we hope that we see that progress continue for him and wish him well in San Diego now. But Perreault obviously excited to come to his quote-unquote home team. We will see how his progression goes. He actually slotted into the lineup on Saturday afternoon, third line on the right wing. Didn't have any points in this game, kind of a quiet game from Jacob Perreault, but he hadn't even had a practice with the team yet. So we'll see how he's deployed this week, and we'll see what kind of production he can put up in this short remainder of the regular season. However, there's another trade that took place this week. In fact, it just happened on Monday. And you might be asking, well, wait, how is that possible? I thought the trade deadline ended at 3 o'clock on Friday. Well, it did. However, the AHL has a separate trade deadline for AHL transactions. And so the AHL trade deadline is exactly a week later than the NHL trade deadline. So anytime until this Friday, March 15th at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, teams around the league can make AHL-level trades, and that's exactly what Kent Hughes did on Monday, trading away Nathan Légaré for another forward, Arno Durando, from the New Jersey Devils organization. He had most recently, of course, been playing for the Utica Comets. Durando, however, was a sixth-round pick back in the 2017 draft, drafted by the New York Islanders. He did play 4 NHL games with the New York Islanders, but has spent most of his career so far with the Bridgeport Islanders. In fact, he was still with the Bridgeport Islanders to begin this season and was traded earlier in the season to New Jersey. So he has since been playing with the Utica Comets. So this is actually the second trade for Arno Durando so far this season. Nathan Légaré, in his 39 games played with Laval this season, had put up 6 goals and 3 assists. Durando, on the other hand, has had 38 AHL games, both between Bridgeport and Utica so far this season, with 4 goals and 14 assists. So 18 points, a little bit more production. We'll see if he ends up being a piece that obviously Kent Hughes is hoping to bolster Laval a little bit here down the stretch in the hopes that they can obtain a playoff spot. And it's just about time for us to talk about how close they are to doing that. We know hockey games move fast, but with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, you can score faster than anything happening on the ice. This week, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Maybe you want to make a bet on 5 different players who are going to score a goal tonight. The opportunities are endless on DraftKings Sportsbook. There are so many different combinations, opportunities, specials, parlays, straight up money line bets, you name it. There's so many ways to play on DraftKings Sportsbook. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app with the code THPN. New customers bet just $5 on the NHL and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code THPN. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. NHL and the NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright NHL 2024. All rights reserved. I mentioned that they got 5 out of 6 points last week. That puts them in the standings at 25-24-6-2 with their record, which is decent. However, it still leaves them at sixth place in the North Division. That is just outside the playoff spots looking in. The gap now has come down, and Laval is now only 3 points out of a playoff position. They have 58 points on the season. Both Toronto and Belleville are sitting in front of Laval with 61 points, just 3 points ahead of them. So now suddenly things get very interesting for Laval if they can continue to put up wins. But first, we want to talk about the prospects. How have the prospects been performing in the last week? First nod has to go to Jakub Dobeš. He had done an admirable job getting every start since Kazimier Kaskisuo went out with injury. Straussman was simply there as a backup alternative. He did not get into any games. That meant the full burden of gameplay and getting Laval through that gap with Kaskisuo out with injury all rested on Jakub Dobeš's shoulders, and he did an admirable job maintaining his cool and putting up some pretty decent performances throughout that time frame. My standout star this week, however, is going to go to Sean Farrell. Sean Farrell, happy to see him back from his extended injury recovery, and he seems to have kind of picked up where he left off. He is now riding on the top line with Brandon Zinjak and Emil Heinemann, and this past week he had a goal and 2 assists. He had 5 shots on goal alone on Saturday. He is starting to look strong again, kind of like what we were seeing from him before he went out with injury. So Sean Farrell definitely gets my standout star for this week. Hope to see his good work continue. They play the Bridgeport Islanders on Wednesday night and on Friday night at Place Bell. Bridgeport is still one of the bottom teams in the league. They are sitting at the bottom of the Atlantic Division. This is an opportunity for Laval to grab what should be an easy 4 points if they can win both of those games. If they can beat the Cleveland Monsters back-to-back on home ice, they should be able to beat the Bridgeport Islanders back-to-back on home ice. This is where it's going to start to get interesting. The Toronto game on Sunday afternoon, a 4 o'clock start, is the kickoff to a 5-game road trip against all North Division rivals. And so we're going to see a lot of Toronto. We're going to see a lot of Belleville. We're going to see some Utica. And these are the teams. Utica is just 2 points behind Laval in the standings. And as we mentioned, Toronto and Belleville are sitting 3 points ahead of Laval in the standings. And those teams are the ones who are going to play each other the most as far as Laval's schedule goes in the next 2 to 3 weeks. And so every single shift in every single game is really going to matter a lot for the Laval Rocket. It's going to be kind of nail biting and on the edge of their seats. Can we see whether or not they qualify for the playoffs? And hey, don't forget the other move that Kent Hughes made last week before the trade deadline was to do paper transactions for both Joshua Waugh and Jaden Struble. What does that mean? Well, in order for a player to be eligible to participate in the AHL's Calder Cup playoffs, he must be on the AHL roster before the NHL trade deadline expires. And so by putting them down to Laval and calling them back up just on paper, it qualifies both Struble and Waugh to be returned to Laval this season in order to play in the Calder Cup playoffs should Laval qualify. The other part of that is that now that the trade deadline has passed, every NHL organization can only make 4 regular recalls from their AHL club up to the NHL. Now, they can make unlimited emergency recalls in the case of an injury, but in terms of just regular recalls, just to call a player up, they only get 4 of those, and they've now used 2 of them in recalling immediately Struble and Waugh back up to the NHL roster. So there's still 2 call-ups remaining to Kent Hughes if they want to take a look at a prospect like a Logan Mailloux or an Emil Heinemann, something like that, as the season kind of winds down. Depending on how Laval does over the course of the next few weeks, if they manage to scratch and claw their way back into a playoff position, we could see Joshua Waugh and or Jaden Struble back in the lineup to help them in the postseason, should it come to that. Okay, so I explained the 2 AHL trades that have happened this week, as well as what the deal is with the AHL trade deadline, what the deal is with paper transactions and regular versus emergency recalls now that the NHL trade deadline has passed. However, in terms of NHL trades, Jake Allen got traded by Kent Hughes last week, and I had some thoughts on that as well. And if you want to know what grade I gave that trade, well, then you're going to want to watch this video right here. And I'll see you next time.
Click subscribe to never miss an episode of The Press Zone on Rocket Sports Radio. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Rocket Sports.